working at the Reno Club, where she kept time. Crazy little women at the corner of by Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou and McShann, Parker, President, Biggie, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Welcome to an archive edition of 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. I'm your host, Pete Weber, and this week, we take you back to 2010 to celebrate the birthday of sax great Zoot Sims with our special guest, Horace Washington. The gang plays Who's Got the Blues, and the sax therapist rescues a couple looking for love in all the wrong places. It all happens this hour on 12th Street Jump.
Please welcome your 12th Street Jump hosts, Pearl McDonald and Pete Weber.
Good evening.
How are we doing tonight? How are we doing tonight?
There we go.
I'm having a good week, Pearl. You know, I had a little tough time earlier in the week. I went to a Halloween costume dressed up, or a Halloween party rather, dressed up in this gorilla costume. And I came out and the cops gave me all this trouble. And then they videotaped it. And then they put it on the news. And I couldn't get the head off. And
yeah, see, and you were jumping on the hoods of things?
Yes. Well, they didn't understand. I was having costume difficulties.
Yeah, well, you know, there's easier routes to go as Halloween approaches, dear. Matter of fact, Pete, did you know that our feature artist tonight, Zoot Sims, got his nickname because he wore Zoot suits?
Oh, yeah, I had a Zoot suit once. You know, the shoulder pads made me look like the Incredible Hulk.
honey, there's not enough steroids in baseball to make you look like the Incredible Hulk.
Well, I was a bigger than average Hulk.
Maybe you should move some of them pads to your pants.
Oh. I don't need to, Pearl. I already have a really large...
Whoa. That's way too much information. Here is something that really is incredible. Recorded by Anita O'Day, please welcome our very own Nedra Dixon with the Kansas City classic, Frankie and Johnny.
Frankie and Johnny were lovers. That's the way the story goes. Frankie bought everything for Johnny, from his sports car to his hourly clothes. He was her man, but he was doing her wrong. Friend came running to Frankie. She said, girl, I wouldn't tell you no lie. I saw your man riding in his Jaguar with this chick named Nellie Bly. If he's your man, honey, I'd say he's doing you wrong. Frankie ran round the corner, peeked in this swinging place. There she saw Johnny with this woman. He had his arm around her waist. He was her man. She could see he was doing her wrong. Oh. Frankie reached down in her pocketbook, up with a long 44. She shot him once, twice, three times, and Johnny hit the hardwood floor. He was a man, all right. Frankie shot him 'cause he was doing a wrong.
Thank you.
Bring on your black Cadillac. There's eight men gone to the graveyard, but seven are coming back. She's shot her man, 'cause he was doing her wrong. This is the end of my story. This is the end of my song. Frankie, she's down in the jailhouse, and she wails the whole night long. He was my man, but he was doing me wrong. He done me wrong, wrong. He done me wrong.
Miss Nedra Dixon, ladies and gentlemen.
This week, 12th Street Jump celebrates the birthday of saxophonist Zoot Sims. Born John Haley Sims, Zoot grew up in a family of vaudeville performers in the Inglewood section of Los Angeles. As a young man, he learned clarinet, drums, and a few dance steps from his old man. But Sims' first love was the tenor saxophone, which he wanted to play just like the coolest of all sax men, Lester Young.
Young Zoot hit the road with the best of the big band leaders, including Benny Goodman, Artie Shaw, Stan Keaton, and Buddy Rich. But it was during his time with the Four Brothers horn section of the Woody Herman Band that he began to get noticed.
Zoot was one of the strongest swingers of his time. From the 50s through the 70s, he forged a successful partnership with another tenor man, Al Cohn. Sims played on recordings with beat poet Jack Kerouac and toured the world as a solo artist and hired gun who could bring the house down with his swinging solos.
We're going to spend the next hour playing some of the tunes that Zoot Sims made famous. To get that job done, we're going to need our own swinging tenor sax player. And that would be our very special guest and our main man, Horace Washington.
Welcome back to the show, Horace.
Arr, Cap.
The listeners have no idea, but it's good to have you back. Now, yesterday we were talking about Zoot Sims. Now, do you have to do anything to summon your inner Zoot Sims so you can come on our show and play him?
Do I have to do anything to summon my inner Zoot Sims? I tell you what, I go into a zootology on the whole program, you see what I mean? It's just a zootology, and then I can figure it out from there.
Yesterday you used the word zootitious.
Well, see, zootitious had something to do with the monkey that was running loose in the Southland.
So. I heard about that. Well, let's get you playing some music. Hey, Joe, what tune are we going to start off with?
Here's one that Zoot Sims recorded frequently, and so did a lot of other people. By the Gershwins, I've Got Rhythm.
And I've got
thank you.
Got the blues, who's got the blues? Who stepped in something in the alligator shoes? Who's got it bad? Who got bent? Who hocked a saxophone so he could pay the rent? Who spent it all the past women and booze? Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues?
Who's got the blues? Well, everybody gets the blues. Whether you're rich, poor, or undecided, the blues is used.
That is right, Pete. Now, who's going to share her blues story with us tonight? Introduce us, Pete.
What is your name, young lady?
I'm Mary Eglund.
Hey, well, welcome, Mary. Are you celebrating something today?
It's my birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Are you? Okay. How about it?
Yes.
Are you a Kansas City girl?
Well, I like to think of myself as a Kansas City girl.
Okay,
actually, I was born in Iowa.
Okay, Iowa. I've never heard of it. Sounds exotic.
Well, it's way up north. Way up north, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now, what do you do all day, Mary?
I listen to jazz.
All right. So
good
she
answer.
Listens to jazz. She's celebrating her birthday. She's from Iowa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think I've heard of it.
Yeah, yeah. Now, what's your favorite color, real quick?
Iowa. Pink.
Pink's her favorite color. Okay.
Well, actually, it's hot pink.
Hot pink. Okay.
Of course it
hot
is,
pink.
Mary.
Mary from Iowa, and she loves to jazz.
Now, yeah. Mary, with all that information, I have one question.
Right.
What is it that gives you the blues, Mary? What brings you down?
What brings me down?
Yes.
Staying up in Iowa.
Okay. Well, welcome on down to Kansas City.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Well, what do you say we sing our blues? How about it, Pearl?
I say we do this. I got this one.
Okay.
I need my handle.
Mary is feeling forlorn. Lives up in Iowa, and she's feeling forlorn. But today we're going to celebrate in KC because Mary was born.
I wanted to make her happy. Mary,
of course you do.
I want to make that lady happy, you know, Mary. So I put on my hot pink lace undies.
Oh, word.
Mary, she's never contrary.
Never.
Mary, she is never contrary.
No.
Today, Mary's the birthday dignitary.
All right.
All right.
Comes from Iowa, and they got lots of corn. Mary comes from Iowa, they got lots of corn. Mary wants to have a lot of jazz. She doesn't mess with porn. Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues? Who stepped to something in alligator shoes? Who's got it bad? Who's got it bent? Who hocked the saxophone she paid rent?
Give it up for Mary in her blues on her birthday.
Stay close. There's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump.
Back live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
You know, besides Zoot Sims, we celebrate the birthday of another sax great. I'm talking about Eddie Harris. He was an early proponent of jazz funk and one of the founders of smooth jazz. Harris developed a whole set of strange new instruments, from the veritone sax and reed trumpet to the saxophone.
Okay, hold up, Pete. Did you say a baritone?
No, I said the saxophone.
But earlier, the veritone
oh,
sax.
Oh, yeah, veritone sax.
Okay, just making sure, sir.
I'm glad that I say saxophone and that got your attention. With keyboard great Les McCann, you know, Harris recorded the best-selling 1969 Atlantic album Swiss Movement live at the Montreux Jazz Festival.
Now, let's get Horace Washington back up here to play an Eddie Harris tune in honor of the man's birthday. Here's Horace and the band with Eddie Harris' original, Cold Duck Time.
Thank you.
public service. 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think bank foreclosures had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
Juan Williams said the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's done with NPR. Now the Car Talk guys are worried they'll get canned by NPR for saying they get nervous every time they get in a foreign car.
That pesky First Amendment gives Christine O'Donnell some pain. You know that First Amendment, it gives Christine O'Donnell pain. You know, it sounds like she's contracted separation of mouth and brain.
I went to see Jackass 3D, disappointing were my views. I've seen better jackasses on 2 hours of Fox News.
If you want to learn karate, you gotta pay your taekwondo. Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
All right, Zoot Sims recorded this tune on an album called Soprano Sax, and we're going to feature Horace on flute with the jazz standard Willow Weep For Me. Thank you.
Like jazz, you talk like jazz, in a whisper kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz.
If you like jazz like I like jazz, then check out this week's new CD releases. We go to David Bassey to find out, hey David, what's going on in the world of jazz?
You know, musicians always love it when you buy CDs from them. Ask Horace about his CD or any of the cats on the bandstand. Ask them about their grandchildren, too. Christian House, violinist playing jazz music. Out of the blue on Renaissance Records. Christian House will be around town this week, traveling the world with his new record, Out of the Blue. Doug Beavers, that's his real name. Two Shades of Nude is the title of his CD.
What's the album cover look like?
You would ask that. Dressed like that, wouldn't you?
Hey, we're talking about saxophones, too.
Next week, right here on our stage, trumpeter Stanton Kessler comes downtown to join the cast celebrating the music of Clifford Brown. That's next week on 12th Street Jump.
I'll see you there.
I'll see you there in health.
All right. Now, besides tenor sax man Zoot Sims and sax man Eddie Harris, this week we celebrate the birthdays of even more sax players. How about Jimmy Little Bird Heath, brother of bassist Percy? And it's the birthday week of alto sax great Warren Marsh, and tenor man Charlie Barnett. Bassy band composer Neil Hefti celebrates his birthday this week. And we celebrate the birthday of Grammy Award winner Arturo Chico O'Farrell, who composed works for Charlie Parker and Benny Goodman, and he led an Afro-Cuban big band for many years, a Birdland, you know, a band that his son took over when he passed. Just some of the things happening this week in jazz.
You live like jazz. You've got so much class. I tip my hat and smile. Crazy man, wild jazz, yeah, jazz, ooh, jazz, do. Buckle my shoe, buckle my shoe,
ba 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 ba,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stay close, y'all, because you know we'll be right back with more 12th Street Jump.
On 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Pete, I bet you did not know that Eddie Harris had a reputation for being a bit controversial.
What do you mean, controversial?
Well, for instance, one of his albums was called The Reason Why I'm Talking Stuff.
Right, except it wasn't stuff. It was pound sign, ampersand, at sign, asterisk.
Pete, you cannot say that on public radio.
Well, pound sign, ampersand, at sign, asterisk.
Do not be so immature.
Double asterisk.
All right, Pete, you are officially in timeout. Go, go. While Pete thinks about what he said, here's Horace in the band with another Eddie Harris original, Bird of Stone. Where's Washington, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you.
Recognize that sound? I bet you've heard it 100 times. In the movies or on TV, whenever things get a little, shall we say, steamy, that's when the saxophone comes in. Now, making that music is a passionate, sexy, provocative job, but hey, somebody's got to do it. And that's where I come in, Sonny Zoot Reedman, sax therapist. It was a muggy Saturday afternoon, too muggy. My windows were steamed up like a pair of Roman Polanski's glasses at a Girl Scout meeting. And that's when they walked in. He was sticky and she had nice buns. They made a perfect couple. The lady did the talking.
Hiya, I'm Myrna, and this is my husband Manuel. We're the Millers from Mississippi.
Manuel and Myrna Miller from Mississippi, huh? Well, what brings you to this muggy joint?
Mining.
Well, you don't sound like a Mississippian, Manuel. Where are you from?
Chile.
Are you a miner?
No, I'm 36.
Manuel called in sick that day. Those miners got trapped, so we didn't get any free gifts. I want him to get marooned in a mine so I can get a free trip to Memphis.
Well, what does Manuel get?
The shaft.
So let me get this straight. Myrna Miller from Mississippi wants her man Manuel to get marooned in a mine so Myrna can make it to Memphis. Is that it?
Yep, that's it. Can you help us?
Of course I can, ma'am. I'm Sonny Zoot Reedman, sax therapist. Close your eyes, Manuel. Imagine Myrna is at the bottom of a mine and you're going down.
Oh, I'm going down, Myrna. I'm going down for you.
I love it when you go down, Manuel. It's hot down there.
I'm getting hot too, baby.
Don't forget to bring your drill, Manuel.
I'm drilling, Myrna. I got a big hot drill. It's headed straight down on you.
Oh, Manuel, drill, baby, drill.
Oh, baby. It's getting so tired, I like it like that.
Go down that tight shaft, Manuel. Drill, baby, drill, baby, drill.
You remind me of Sarah Palin.
Oh,
this
yeah,
cool,
baby. Deeper,
cool.
Deeper.
Oh, yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Whoa, Manuel, whee! Myrna, hey. Look, hey, whoa, hey. Let's get some air in here before the canary dies, huh? So Manuel got marooned and Myrna made it to Memphis. By the time I was through with them, they were tighter than bicycle shorts on J-Lo. All in a night's work for Sonny Zoot Reedman, sax therapist. Zoot Sims must have really dug this tune because he recorded it several times. From the 1956 Broadway musical Mr. Wonderful, here's Tyrone Clark and the band with their version of Too Close for Comfort.
you to join Horace and the band on a classic soul jazz tune from Eddie Harris and Les McCann. Compared to what?
The lie of love, hanging on a push and shove. Position is motivation, hanging up the goddamn nation. Looks like we always end up in a rut. Everybody now trying to make it real compared to what? Killing hawks, twisting children, killing frogs. Poor dumb rednecks rolling logs. Tired old ladies just kissing dogs. I hate the human love that's thinking much. I can't use it. Trying to make it real compared to what? Got his war. Folks don't know what it's all for. No one give a rhyme or reason. I have a doubt they call it treason. We chicken fever all without one gun. God damn it. Trying to make it real compared to what? Everybody now. Sleeping now, trying to duck the wrath of God. The preacher filling us with fright. They all want to teach us what they know is right. They really got to be some kind of man. I can't use it. Trying to make it real compared to what? Yes, I can do it now.
Thank you.
that's our show. Thanks to my co-host, Pearl McDonald, this week's special guests, and the 12th Street Jump Band, Mike Warren on drums, Tyrone Clark on bass, and musical director Joe Cartwright at the keyboards. Nedra Dixon and David Bassey supplied the vocals, and Chad Mize records and masters the show, with help from production assistant Brenna Hayes and upload manager Brett Schlegel. 12th Street Jump is written by Paul Seaburn and the gang and produced by Ian York for Theater League, dedicated to enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. Thanks to TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR in Kansas City for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Check us out online at Facebook, Twitter, and all the usual places. And be sure to join us next week for Public Radio's Jazz, Blues, and Comedy Jam. Till then, I'm Pete Weber, reminding you to check out the live music scene in your neck of the woods. That's where it's always jumping.